If you love the J Train podcast, the best thing you can do to make sure other people find it is to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. So what we're going to do is have a contest. You write the most stunning reviews your little fingers can muster. Feathers, beans, however you put it, we want to hear it. I currently have 1,700 reviews. Let's try and get it over 2,000. Get it in by September 16th. On September 18th, I will announce the best review and read it here on the podcast. So get your review in by Sunday, September 16th to be included. If you write the winning review, you will be inducted into the Feather Nation, and I will send you a Feather Nation hat. If you don't use Apple Podcasts, leave a review on your favorite podcasting app and tweet me a screen grab at JTrain56 to be included. I will pick a winner from that pool too. The best review wins. Send them in. Hey guys, awesome episode today. We talk a lot about babies and then an old Instagram coworker and a dude with a small penis. Check it out. Enjoy. Share with friends. Welcome to the J Train Podcast. This is J Train, Jared Fried, coming to you live from Harlem, New York City, where every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. I say it every episode. Let me say it again. Thank you for listening. Thank you for telling a friend. The show keeps going. I mean, we've been going for like 5 years now, which is insanity. I'm meeting you all over this great country of ours, and you come up to me and you say, you know, I met a kid, I was just in Notre Dame, if you've been keeping up on my Instagram stories, and this dude, Tom, comes out of the woodwork, and he's like, I've been listening since high school, and he's a bagpipe guy in the bagpipe team at Notre Dame, and he came and played for us, and it's just so cool to hear someone that's like growing up with the show. In the same way that I'm growing up with the show and I'm growing up as a host of the show. So it's very interesting to hear from you and see you guys. And it's so nice that you guys make this a part of your weeks in some way or another. And it feels good to hear from you. I mean, when I met that guy, Tom, it was as if we got together at Notre Dame and I bent over and he feathered my nuts. It was a live feathering. And my heart, and I say that as a, you know, as a metaphor, he didn't literally get down and feather my nuts. That would have been weird. But it does feel good to hear that people are enjoying. So keep telling your friends. I encourage you every episode, make it your Instagram story. Tell a friend, tell a coworker, tell anyone with ears. We'll take them because we really want to be growing. You know, the thing is, this show keeps growing even and evolving. It's an evolution. We're evolving each week and each episode. I think we're going to do some more news stuff coming up because, you know, the emails are fun, but we want to make this a better show for you. So I want your feedback. I want to hear from you. More news, more hypotheticals, more emails. We're going to do more lifestyle emails. So keep sending them in. jtrainpodcast@gmail.com, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. I'm coming to your city soon. I mean, if you're watching my Instagram story, I just came back from Notre Dame. We're taping the Snapchat show. If you're out there listening on a Tuesday, it's supposed to come out every Tuesday. So you're going to watch whatever we taped the prior weekend on that Tuesday after the weekend. So today you can go on Snapchat and look up How Low Will You Go and watch the game show we taped from the tailgate at Notre Dame. And it's insanity. It's crazy. People are hammered. I gave my opinions on Notre Dame over Instagram. It's a great school. It is the home of college football in America. You can't deny that. But, you know, for every action, there's a reaction. And I'm going to bring on our guest. We'll talk about it in a second. But I'm coming to your town, too. Houston, September 9th. Houston, the secret group. September 9th, if you're in Houston, bring a crew. Seattle, September 23rd, Laughs. That's September 23rd in Seattle at Laughs. September 30th, Cleveland, Hilarities. October 1st, Dallas, we're doing a live You Up. October 4th, I'm going to be at the Rogue Island Comedy Festival. That's a Thursday. October 5th, Miami. I'm going to be at the Have-Nots. And October 7th through 10th, I'll be in Chicago. Zanies. So if you're in those cities, bring a crew. Bring someone new. We do this for the new people. You're gonna love it because you like this show. That's without saying. But you're sitting there being like, I don't know. I don't know if they'll get it. Let me tell you right now, they're going to get it. Do your friends fart? Do they know what balls are? Have they heard of feathering? They'll understand it. I think they'll come along pretty quickly. So bring them out to the show. We have a fun time. I'm coming all across this country. And I'm very excited about today's guest. An OKP. It's been too long since she's been back. Julia Olson, thank you for coming on.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Such a pleasure to have you on. It's been too long. You were on the show.
Like 2 years ago.
That's crazy.
And that was the first time I met you.
That was.
Yeah.
And you're friends with Lisa Traeger, an OKP. As
love
well.
Lisa.
And Lisa brought you in the fold. And I remember when you came on the show, and always when we hang out, you just have a good, you have a balanced look at things, I think.
Thank you.
I think you bring a good perspective to
Thank
the show.
You.
Because sometimes, you know, we have comics on and, you know, comics are just their own breed and they're funny. But, sometimes everything comes back to comedy.
Yeah.
And it's tough because the advice, you're like, well, how does that... How does the open mic have anything to do with my dating issues? And you know, because you hang out with a lot of comics.
Yeah.
It always comes back to that.
Right. Yeah. It's just, it's a different lifestyle.
It is.
And so sometimes it's nice to have a regular on like myself.
A regular.
Well,
you're
a day job.
You're not just a regular, but like someone outside of that fold. Absolutely. I mean, I was just, and you work.
At NYU.
I was just at Notre Dame.
Yeah.
When you have, and here's the thing, when you go to these tailgates, have you ever been to a tailgate before?
I have been to one at, what's Michigan State? I was going to say
a
the
huge
green
school.
One.
The green one. Yes, the green one.
It was my first ever tailgate.
That's a good place to go because that's a fun school.
It was so great. It was really fun. My friend was married at the time to this guy who, I don't know if he actually went there, but he went to another, he's from Michigan and then
here's
it's
the thing
just,
with college football, you're brought up on it.
Yeah.
So whether you went to the school or not,
right.
you know, some of these people, it's like, this is what my dad's dad
right.
liked,
yeah.
you know, Notre Dame had that vibe too.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, it's like what, you know, and I'm just,
it's almost religious.
Yes. And so before I worked at NYU, which doesn't have football mm-hmm. and isn't
the NYU mascot is the Lavenders.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't even know.
I think they're the Lavenders. Shelby can look that up for us.
Yeah.
And figure that. Shelby's here on the ones and twos.
Yo.
Always a lot of energy. I think they're the Lavenders, if we can look that up. It's a crazy mascot.
But before NYU, I was at Northwestern.
Oh, okay.
But I never went to a football game.
Really?
No, and I should have. I don't know why I didn't.
On Coffee with J-Train, I do Patreon. If you want to be a Patreon member, go to patreon.com/JaredFreed. We're doing some great stuff on there. We put out the Patreon episode this week, right?
They're just getting a lot of great feedback.
The Patreon, we do a Coffee with J Train every Sunday, and we released a free one this week because people are coming back to school, coming back to wherever they're going. And listen, you might be meeting some new friends. This is how you give out the gift of J Train. But I talked a lot about like what schools matter on a resume.
Yeah.
Like the cost. And I think you'd be a good perspective on this because you work in that world.
Yeah.
I talked about like what is worth the cost of this college, and I said that there were five schools that mattered,
which are
whole world.
It's on
in the whole country.
Episode. Yeah,
and it's on the Patreon episode, but you guys get it as a bonus free this week. What it was, Shelby.
That anybody can, it's on the regular feed. They probably already have it.
You have it right now. So you can go listen to what we're doing every Sunday, and then you can sign up for that $3 a month. That's a cup of coffee. To have something, you know, in your ears at your time of need, if you got nothing else. So, I talked about, like, there's got to be five schools. Because Notre Dame, the big issue with Notre Dame is that they don't know how dumb they are. like I went to Penn State. I'm not going to go around being like, well, I'm a Penn State grad. And, like, expect people to go, whoa, Mr. Smarty Pants. In fact, a lot of people go, when I say I went to Penn State, they'll go, oh, Penn, woo. And I can see what they're thinking, like, that I'm a smart person, when really, yeah. I just let them think it. I go, yeah, I went to Penn State.
Well, because you're not from Pennsylvania, so out-of-state kids getting in, it's harder, right?
I don't even want to give myself that credit. Fuck that.
Why did you go to Penn State?
I wanted to go to a big football school. Oh, I wanted to, like, have that experience.
That immediately sets the tone for...
Yeah, for why I would go to school.
Your education.
Yeah, my education. So, and I'll admit to that.
Yeah.
But the thing is, Notre Dame... You know, it's a fine school, but I'm not looking at a resume going, whoa, because you meet a lot of people that are like, well, we have the biggest this school bullshit, you know, and you're like,
right,
relax. So I was saying, so all those Notre Dame people, they're not alone in this. Michigan people do this a lot. U of M people think that they're an Ivy League school. You're not.
Yeah.
There's a lot of small schools that'll be like, yeah, we're the little Ivies, NESCAC schools in New England. You're not.
Yeah.
You know, the name of your school isn't worth the cost.
Yeah.
I would give it to five schools. Harvard, MIT, Penn, Princeton, Stanford.
Okay.
And then my dad wrote me and he said, you should add Yale.
Yeah.
I would add Yale to that because I would look at that and go, whoa.
Yeah. And Dartmouth.
See, Dartmouth, I don't even put in there.
Really?
Even though they're an Ivy.
Yeah.
I don't look at the resume and go, whoa. Yo, Mr. Dartmouth walked in the door. Harvard. I do that. But it's interesting that, like, you know, like, you have to keep it, you know, because now, especially if there's anyone in college listening to this.
Yeah.
A lot of people in college, you know, they outthink their, you know, everyone in your school, because just remember, you're in a bubble at all times.
Oh, my. Well, I'll tell you where I went. North Park University.
Okay. Heard of it.
Right. It's on, you wouldn't have.
Okay.
It's on the north side of Chicago.
Uh-huh.
And I went there. It's a Christian school.
Okay.
But it's sort of like, when I explain it to people, I explain it as like the Notre Dame, but for Swedish evangelicals.
So now it's like an offshoot religion. You know, this is like fan fiction of the regular Notre Dame.
But here's the crazy thing. Lisa graduated from North Park too.
Oh,
and that's how we really became better friends, because so North Park, it's this very small school.
Okay.
I have a lot of issues with it now.
Yeah, looking back.
But so Lisa went there because she's from Skokie, Illinois. Mm-hmm. And so it's just down the street, and they market themselves two ways. One, to students like me from out of state who are legacy students within the Swedish covenant religious community.
So it's either religion.
Yes. Or commuter school.
Gotcha.
And it's a great nursing school, so they do get people from all over the place. But we had a football team too.
They have a football team?
North Park Vikings, that was funded a lot by, I'm forgetting what his name is now, but he was a coach of the Seattle Seahawks.
Pete Carroll?
No, before him.
If we could look this up, shall we?
Well, maybe it starts with a W or something, his last name. It's Scandinavian, sort of. But his wife went there, so he decided to pump all this money into the North Park football team. When I was there, we were on ESPN one time.
Really?
Because we had the largest loss. Like, it was like, I think the
you
other
lost
team,
by the most
the
ever.
The biggest loss in the history of college football. So they put us on.
What a hilarious reason to be on. I mean, I just think of like the college thing. We can all look at how much money goes towards it and whether it's worth it, whether it's not. And it's an investment.
You should know what you want to do regardless of where you go. Because like people that went to my school, if you want to be in that community, that's the best school to go to, you know.
Also, if you want to be a nurse, you're saying it has a great nursing
great
school.
Nursing
and you're like,
program.
Hey, now you have a trade. Now you have a thing. It's just interesting because I'd have these, you know, I'm doing these shows from different schools and you have these people from Notre Dame. Well, I go to Notre Dame and you're like, you're in this bubble of you guys just agree with each other how great a school this
is. Right.
Until you get out and you put your resume in front of, you know, Mr. Job, Mr. Hirer.
Yeah.
And they look and you go, okay, well, I don't know here.
Yeah.
You know, and you're like, oh, what happened?
Did you do?
Yeah. Where's the internships? Where's the thing?
So, where's your actual experience?
but it's been interesting. So if you guys are out there and you want to watch every Tuesday, it's on Snapchat. How low will you go? But people are fucking hammered at these tailgates.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
It was the most I had ever drank, because you start drinking so early.
So early.
And it was just, even my memories of it are just sort of a blur the whole day, because then you keep drinking, because after the game we went and got food. It was just like a whirlwind.
See, and I'm sober because I'm working.
Oh yeah.
So I'm sitting there, we're trying to tape, and any time a drunk person sees a camera rolling, they think it's feeding live to News Channel 7. Yeah. So people come up, I'll be in front of it going, "Welcome to How Low You Go," and seven women will go, "Go Notre Dame!" And I'm like, okay. Get out of the way. You have to like swat them away like bugs, like drunk fucking bugs. It's crazy. Yeah. And we try to, you know, did you figure out the name?
Seattle Seahawks?
Seahawks. I think it was Walgren.
Holmgren.
Mike Holmgren?
Mike Holmgren, yes.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yes. And then there were guys on the, we also had a baseball team, and this is just Chicago stuff, but the guy, the when the White Sox won the World Series, the, what's the baseball guy, coach?
Ozzie Guillen?
Yes, his kids played for our baseball team. They were
punks. I'm an Ozzie Guillen fan. That guy's hilarious.
Yeah.
He's like a personality.
Yeah, his kids, from my memory, were sort of douchey, but.
Yeah, I think he had an issue. I think he got thrown out of the league for a bad. He went out on a bad note, I think. But whatever. You know, so,
but anyway, that's my sports knowledge of my school.
But, I mean, it is just crazy, you know, going back to these schools and seeing, I'm going to be going to a different tailgate every week. So you have this, like, after I got done, I put up this whole, like, thoughts on Notre Dame.
Yeah.
I don't mean any hate in it.
Right.
I come in open-eyed, wide-eyed, and I say, okay, I'm going to walk away and let's see what I think.
Yeah.
And it's so funny, the minute you say something about, like, people's schools, it's like you're attacking their religion. It's really personal.
Like schools like that, because it's also like alumni are so. You never are out of it.
Family-ish.
It's like, yes, it's also like your identity.
Yeah, it's a lot.
And you know, they're giving a lot of money probably. Like,
I had people writing back because it was Notre Dame, Michigan. They're writing back going, because I said the tailgates. Basically, the problem with Notre Dame is that it's the center of football in America. And so it's Comic-Con for football fans.
Yeah.
Like, they're like the most fandom football fans, and they're pumped to be there, which is great. But those are all like, you know, dudes.
Yeah.
Like smelly hot dog, smelly dudes. So that's the people you're getting, cause and effect. The cause is you're the biggest football. Like I'm saying, if you love football, you're like, I got to see Notre Dame.
Yeah.
The problem is you have those people that like love football so much that they want to yell at you about the team you like. And then people, so I wrote that up, and then people were writing back, "Go Blue." And I go, that has nothing to do with Michigan. I didn't, just because I said fuck vanilla doesn't mean I love chocolate. That your school stinks too. And Michigan, I've been to a billion times, and it's a fun school to tailgate at. But there, I would have a review of them that would be just nothing's nuanced. Nothing is.
Are you going to be at Penn State?
I'm going to be at Penn State. This week, I'm going to Texas A&M.
Do you have more fans at Penn State since you're an alum?
Well, I don't know what's going to happen there. We're taping this show. I've heard back from a lot of people at Penn State that will be pumped that I'll be there. But you know what? I had people from all, you know, whenever I start posting about stuff, people are like, "We're at this bar." And it's very cool to hear back from people.
Yeah.
But you have a podcast.
Oh,
let's hear about that.
I do have a podcast.
Go follow Julia on Twitter and Instagram at Julia Louis Olson.
It's a
Louise, but no E.
Well, but on Instagram, I spelled it the right way.
You did? So Julia Louise Olson.
But
go follow.
Actually follow me on my pod page.
Pod page.
Because it's cute and pretty. But anyway.
Okay. What is the name of the pod? It's called Not the Mama with Auntie Julia.
Yeah. So the podcast is about, it's conversations primarily with me and other women talking about the choice to have kids or not. Because I don't want to have kids.
You don't want to have
kids? No, I don't want to have kids.
What, without getting too personal, I don't want to ask anything that, you know.
Oh, it's all out
it's
there.
It's all out. I'm assuming it's all out there because you have a podcast about it. What's the, do you have like a, I would think that you have some sort of ladder statement for why you don't want to have kids.
Well, I guess what my statement is, I don't know. I just don't. Like
okay,
that is actually,
fine,
there's like a lot of reasons, but like the reason why I wanted to start the podcast is because, well, amongst millennials, we're having fewer and fewer children. But at the same time, I still get asked like really invasive questions. It affects my professional life. Mm-hmm. People are pretty weird because I'm in a relationship what, you know, like they don't, we're also not getting married. I won't get into all that.
Okay.
But I just have these needs.
Look at the crowd is upset. Everyone here in the audience.
But no, so the podcast, it's not just about not wanting to have kids. It's also, it's just a conversation to kind of better understand where the decision comes from and that it is a choice you can make.
You know, what's interesting. I love this idea. Mm-hmm. I love that this, I do think if you're going to have a podcast, you know, this is a new podcast, yeah, and all of you guys should go listen, Not the Mama with Auntie Julia, and go on the Laughable app and you can look up, Not the Mama with Auntie Julia. And go, you know, go listen to how many episodes you have so far.
I think we're almost 13 or 14.
But I love this idea because it's a different hook. It's a different thing. And like, this is something that everyone deals with.
Yeah.
Whether you're going to have kids or no kids, the idea, and I know this intimately because I have friends of the age.
Yeah.
So I have friends, and I never have to deal with this question,
yeah,
as a man,
right,
which is like actually insane comparatively, yeah, to how much a woman does have to.
Yeah.
No one asked me when, you know, but also I guess that has to do with, in my opinion, the clock thing.
Yeah. Well, and we talk about all that kind of stuff, mm-hmm, because there's no real research that... Well, with the trends,
mm-hmm,
so pregnancy is down amongst millennials overall, but it's up amongst women between the ages of 40 and 49.
Interesting.
So women are having children, mm-hmm, just later on, and there's lots of reasons for that. Medical advancements, also, sure, financial security, mm-hmm, women are waiting longer.
But that whole thing of like 30 is the new 20.
Yeah.
It is somewhat, yeah, true. If you go back through history, you know, go look at the age that people, you know, that people die at.
Yeah.
We're younger, older.
Right. Exactly.
You know?
So we talk about all that kind of stuff. I mean, there are also fun episodes too, where I had Melissa Stoikowski on, who, mm-hmm, she is a Sex and the City tour guide in the city.
Oh, cool.
So we just talked about all of the different storylines in Sex and the City that dealt with, you know, not having kids or having kids. I have a lot of friends who are moms because I went to a Christian college.
Sure.
And so everyone was married very young. And I love kids. So for me, it's not about not liking kids, but I do have guests on who don't like kids. So we talk about that. But it's more to like keep connected with your friends who have kids to understand why women might not want to have kids.
Well, it's, you know the thing that happens, and I listen, just from talking to friends of mine that are married with no kids.
Yeah.
That just hearing what they're dealing with.
Yeah.
And a lot of times it's, you know, this back to what I said before, fuck chocolate means I love vanilla.
Right.
I love chocolate. Love vanilla means I fuck chocolate. That's what ends up happening,
yeah,
with this. When you say, I don't think I'm going to have kids. Someone with kids, I would assume they're taking it as, well, you think my life is a mistake.
Yeah. Or, well, yeah, exactly. And that is, you know, you want to find the balance because I don't want to be offensive. But then I was realizing, like, before I started it and sort of like the impetus for it, I was like, but everyone seemingly is pretty offensive to me all the,
sure,
time. And I don't take your choice to have kids as an affront to me. But when you say things like, oh, they're... people can't know love until their parents. That is sort of wild.
Kind of offensive. It's wild to say.
You know, and when you really think about it, and I get that, I won't experience that type of love for a child.
It's wild. What's interesting, what's great though about that is you're like, it's wild to say, but you're like, I get why they say that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
like, they're not attacking me.
Right.
It's not
an attack, but it's also, so it's just like, it's been pretty fun so far and it's been really cool because I get listener emails now.
Great.
And you know, it's not like, it's a niche audience, you know, I don't know if everyone is into it, but the people who have reached out, it seems like it's fulfilling like a need to feel like they're not alone. So,
I mean, the other idea of like, I can't believe how much people feel okay with asking the questions they do.
Yeah.
Well, like especially people who are married, like, wouldn't, like, a lot of people are like, well, when's the baby?
Right,
and it's,
yeah,
like, you don't know if they've tried and,
yes,
lost a baby.
Right.
You don't know if they, you know nothing.
Right.
And it's like, it's weird that there are things that we're like totally uncomfortable talking about that we,
yeah,
should be more comfortable talking about.
Yeah.
And things that we're solely comfortable talking about that we should be uncomfortable,
right,
about.
Yeah.
And babies is you see it all the time. I mean, I can go, I don't want to get into like personal stories because I would be talking about friends, but yeah. I just know that this is something people are dealing with.
Right, yeah. Well, and like that's the thing too, because people will often say to me like, oh, do you just tell people that you can't have kids if they get, and I would never do that.
There's
because,
no yes or no question.
Well, and why would I, first of all, why would I have to lie? I don't know if I can or if I can't. I just don't want them. So that there is the end of that discussion.
Well, I think this is why podcasts have become so popular.
Yeah.
Is because you can have a conversation for an hour that results in no yes or no answer.
Right.
But it soothes you to know that other people are talking about
yeah.
it. Because let's look at the alternative is Twitter. So Twitter, on Twitter, you would just see, you know, you won't know love until you know the love
right,
of a
right,
baby.
Right. Yeah,
and
yeah,
you're
yeah.
like, fuck that person.
yeah, yeah.
You know, but on a podcast, you can go, here's why I would say
right.
such a thing. Here's what,
right.
here's the depth of that.
Yeah. yeah. And it is true because, so a lot of women have adopted this, the label child free if they've chosen not to have kids.
Here's a new hashtag.
Right.
Yeah,
they
yeah,
don't
yeah.
want to call
make a
themselves.
We're going to make money on
yeah,
this.
They don't want to call themselves childless or whatever. And so since starting the pod, I've sort of dipped my toe into these online communities
sure.
a bit. And some of them are just hostile towards children, towards
see,
parents.
This is what happens
so,
with any community.
Yeah.
You have to attack the other community.
Yes. And it
that
is.
That stinks.
It, so it's just, and that's, you know, I guess I'm child free because I'm not going to have kids, but I would never call a kid a crotch dropping.
Oh, come on. Come
or
on.
A parent, a breeder.
See,
so
this is
these are just
anybody
so
that's
offensive.
I stand by my theory that anybody that's too into something
yeah.
sucks.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what that thing is. These are people going, listen, I just don't want to have kids. And then they've become a fan of not having kids.
Yeah.
It's just like, but there's the other side of this.
Right.
There's people just as bad on the kids side of
oh,
this.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh,
like
for
the people
sure.
that are saying as a mother, and then they say as a mother ahead of telling you, you know, how to like
yeah.
fucking cure cancer. And you're like,
yeah.
Well, mom didn't make you a doctor.
Right. Yeah.
As a mother,
yeah.
I know what I'm talking. And it's like, they stink. Everyone sucks.
Yeah. And so I kind of just want to meet in the middle and have fun chats about
sure.
this and how we kind of make our lives come together and how we make these adult decisions. And also too, to just kind of have a conversation about it. You cannot have kids. Like, it's okay if you don't want them.
Well, I mean, even the idea that someone could have one kid
yeah.
and then people go, you're just going to have one kid.
Oh yeah. I've got friends with
have
one
an
kid.
Only child,
yeah.
And people say things to them too.
Yeah. And they're happy with their family
of
and
course
you know
they're happy.
It's like and they feel like their kid is fine. But it's very weird like what people put on you
because it's their own thing.
Right.
I mean I said this whenever someone's offended by anything, I think it's just them dealing with their own shit in public.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they're just publicly airing and I listen, you can be offended, but not many people come to the world to offend people.
Right.
You know, like that's an exhausting life.
Yeah.
I had a good woman come up to me at a show and I've told this before, but like she comes up to me at the show, she goes, I had to leave while you were on stage. And I go, well, I'm sorry you had to leave. She goes, it was just so misogynistic and so this. And I go, well, and I honestly said to her, I go, what was the joke? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, crowd. I go, what was the joke that made you offended? Because maybe I can rewrite it. Maybe I can rethink this.
Yeah.
I'm coming from the place of, hey, I'm here with you. And she goes, she literally just goes, penis, fart, I don't know.
Okay.
And then walks away. So she's dealing with her own shit.
Yeah.
And you know, in her mind, I tapped on penis, fart. And that brought her to a place where I guess she farted on the penis.
I haven't heard this material.
Me neither. This is the thing. I'm like, I don't have a penis fart joke. But I said to her, she just goes, penis fart. And I'm like, I don't have one of those. And it's like she's very obviously channeling back
yeah.
a bad experience she had with someone that maybe looked like me, sounded like me, but it wasn't me.
Right.
And it's like you're just dealing, you know, so with someone with one kid, they go, Well, I have three kids. And the reason I made that decision is because I wasn't going to have a house where my kids wouldn't have someone. And I had no one to play with because I was an only child. You're like, all right, can I just have my ice cream?
Yeah. You know? And that's what I do think that's what it is with like the really hardcore, mean, child-free people. Like something happened.
It's their own problem.
Yeah, because it just seems so extreme. And how, you know, kids are people.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you get to just outright hate them and...
It's so crazy.
And people are supposed to come to accept that.
And there's
also
a thing of like being, you know, you do hear from someone where they think they sound cool.
Yeah.
Well, I hate kids.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
whoa,
yeah.
Mr. Badass with your leather jacket. You just hate kids. Like,
yeah.
No, you don't. You meet a
And like I've had some people on who we've talked about that. They do hate kids. And I like to kind of ask follow up questions because I think there's more to that, obviously, than just not liking kids. Like, maybe you don't like kid things. And
sure.
Kids are hard to talk to because they're very sensitive and they don't know that much. And so you might not like that.
I mean, I worked at a summer camp
for
a bunch of years. And you worked there. And I wasn't like a guy being like, I hope I can be a counselor for 10-year-olds.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was a counselor for 10 years, and you'd be like, oh, this guy's nice. They all had their own personalities.
Yeah.
Oh, this kid's shitty. This one's, you know, it's like
you
come to find out, you're like, yeah, they all have adult personalities and little kid bodies. And you're like, oh, okay, everyone, you can still be shitty kid. And you can still be like, wow, this fucking kid's cool.
I was a camp counselor too, and I loved it.
So all of you go listen to the podcast. Go try it out. I love this idea. Not the mama with Auntie Julia. Not the mama with Auntie Julia. At Julia Louise Olson on Instagram. Go follow. Go support.
Yes.
Let's do some emails. You ready, people? We ready to do this?
I'm so ready, yes.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. This actually fits into what we're talking about.
Oh, cool.
This is a which is worse scenario. A little hypothetical to get us started. During a recent discussion about the greatest invention of the 20th century, I pitched air conditioning and birth control, which led... What do you think is the greatest invention of the 20th century? Air conditioning and birth control... Pretty good.
Yeah.
You have any thoughts? And do you have any others that you would add into there? Greatest invention of the 20th century. DVR.
Yeah.
TiVo.
I mean, TV.
TV.
Just basic TV.
Just TV in general.
TV existing.
TV.
Video.
Video. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I could live without TV. Internet.
I'm getting too into it because I'm thinking, like, would we have shows on the internet if we didn't have TV first?
Interesting. Yeah, you're right.
Because
TV's the OG.
Yeah.
With AC, I always like those pictures that you see of the Civil War when they're down south. And it's miserable, like, when you're in a t-shirt and, like, shorts in the south. And they're wearing, like, the heavy things.
So
then I think, like, oh, when they go inside, it must be a nightmare.
I mean, think of the ball smell. Alone.
Yeah.
I mean, I would say, I mean, heat will literally change your mood.
Yeah.
You'll be sitting there angry for no reason. And you're like, oh, it's just hot.
Yeah. And it's hard to concentrate. Yeah.
I mean, we're in my apartment. My AC in my apartment's not great. And it makes me angry.
Yeah.
And I'm like.
But you also don't want too cold AC.
Oh, wow. Pump it up.
Maybe it's like a girl thing because last night I was out with some friends and we went to this bar and we had to leave because the AC was just too cold.
Much.
It was too cold, but it was so hot outside. The options were freeze to death inside at this bar or sit on at the patio.
But you can always get warmer. You can always put on layers.
But we didn't have layers because it's so hot and humid.
I'm in a new office that's... The AC is insanely cold.
Really?
And everybody's just miserable.
Yeah. Huh. Being too cold is not good either.
See, DVR, though, I got to put it as a great invention.
Yeah.
I got to get it on that list. The idea that you can just set it and forget it and then come back. Also, I have a magic bullet.
And oh,
I
yeah.
Put that on the greatest inventions of the
I will future. Also put tampons on.
Tampons. I can't connect. That's so funny that you bring up tampons. I'm like, oh, yo, those have been here since caveman days.
No,
you
know, like, they were invented.
Like in my mind, tampons have been here. You know what I mean? Now we're so used to things that the idea of them not being around. Can you imagine no Google Maps and tampons?
Yeah.
Like what you would do?
Yeah. Google Maps is a big one too.
Google Maps is huge. And boy did Apple Maps fuck themselves.
Yeah.
They had 1 minute to get in there and be as good, and then they messed it up in that 1 second. Yeah. We're going to switch over. Never happened for them. So this guy writes, which led to the following, which is worse?
Yeah.
No, this wasn't. No air conditioning for the next 18 years. This includes home, public spaces, work, cars, etc. Fans are allowed.
Okay.
Or have a child out of wedlock. You and the baby mama get along, but will never be together. You can have as much or as little involved with the child as you wanted to see it at least. But you have to see it at least twice a month and pay the maximum child support until they turn 18. Happy to hear on the pod. P.S. I'm making the kid route. I'm taking the kid route. What do we think?
Well, I will go with no AC because I would be the one having the kid.
You'd have to have the kid.
I'd be the baby mama.
Yeah.
I like when there's like, now the audience is like so many women, yet there's still like hypotheticals like suck a dick or like.
Yeah, we've taken a turn with the audience, but still the OGs come through with a fun having the kid versus not having the kid situation.
Well, and so Lisa's new place doesn't have AC, and she can't put window units in because she only has two windows in her front room because it's a ground level.
Oh my God.
It's hot, but she got all these great fans and it's fine.
When you get used to it, you get used to it. Like, it's hot in here right now, but I'm here. You know what I mean?
It's also like, this is my place too. We have huge windows and it really heats up your house.
Well, that's been the thing. I keep like the shutters down to try and keep the sun out. But I'm going with the AC for 18 years.
Yeah.
Because I'll get used to it.
Yeah.
But I'll never get used to the... I just having the kid route would
and
be
so much. And then
having
to pay so much money.
Yeah, and it's just like, you know, I everyone who listens to this podcast for a long time knows my fears with that stuff.
Yeah.
I'm the king of condoms. And I'm like, I'm still going AC. You can't get me off this ledge, Shelby.
I'm doing the kid.
You're taking the kid. Oh, you want AC that much?
Maybe we go to Times Square and it's a lot of people there.
You lose the kid?
Maybe there's a separation.
Oh my gosh.
Well, Shelby, always taking a different route. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Small package, big problem. Here with Julia Olson. Not the mama, with Auntie Julia. Go listen. Go check out the spot podcast. It sounds awesome. Dear Uncle JT, let's jump into it. I'm a 20-year-old dude dropping warheads on foreheads in the Air Force. Warheads on foreheads in the Air Force. I didn't know if that was a sexual thing. He's in the Air Force. Whenever I'm out with friends, the subject of dick size comes up. I've always used your saying, yeah, I'm a strong medium. And just kind of shrugged it off, made a joke, and moved on. Well, this girl and I hooked up, and then she went and hooked up with other friends of mine and is now telling my friends that I've got a small dick. This is a bad situation. Let's just say I'm in no position to prove them wrong just by whipping it out. It doesn't help that during the hookup, I lasted 3 pumps. No joke. Oh, fuck. Yeah, that's the worst part. I've been there. If you go 3 pumps, you just want to go whimper at the other side of the room and start crying so that they'll go, no, it's okay. You're going to be okay. My question is, how do I get over the fact that all my friends know I have a small dick and suck at sex? This is an awful situation. This woman should be tarred and feathered.
Yeah. I mean, clearly she's got issues or it's mean.
It's just mean.
Bottom line mean. But also the best way to overcome that is like the more you try to say I don't have a small dick, the more people are going to believe it's very tiny.
I love that advice. You're totally right. Yeah. There we go. I'm sure he doesn't have. Well, I mean, the subject of women are very unforgiving of a small penis. Is what I'm.
Yeah.
They're forgiving, but they're unforgiving. They're forgiving individually. They're unforgiving as a group. So like to the group of if we had 30 small dick guys in this room, I think women would be like, "Fuck these small penis men." but if they got to know one of them, they'd be like, "Well, I love his dick."
Yeah.
Do you know? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Women will give guys so many opportunities.
Yeah.
But as a group with the small dick thing, it is just laughed at.
Yeah.
Like, micro penises came up on the U Up podcast, and like I jokingly said that they should get a handicap sticker, which I somewhat believe. Like, I do have a, in my mind, I'm like, listen, that is a handicap in a certain sense because of the social stuff. You know, this guy who's in the Air Force, he's in a group. Also, thank you for your service, but... The idea that you're in a group of machismo guys, and now this woman who's outside the group and can be the only one to be like, I've seen the range of penises, and this is a small one, plus it lasted three pumps, has come back with the gift of knowledge to this group. And they're like, bah! Like, you know, it's a big laugh. It's a huge... You know, hilarious, you know, the group, just everyone. Oh, you know, she comes back and he lasted three pumps.
I don't have a laugh.
Oh, you're fucking showing me. I'm setting him up for a big laugh one. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's tough because he's also pretty young.
Yeah.
And.
Have you ever been with a man with a small penis?
I've been running through that in my brain trying to think and I don't think so.
Okay.
I did have a failed hookup attempt with a guy who couldn't get it up.
Okay. And that was, happens.
Yeah, but I don't really think I've certainly never encountered a micro penis by any means.
Well, this is the thing for this guy. It could be worse.
Yeah.
He could have a micro penis, which we are assuming he doesn't. But like, and not to, you know, to trash micro penis. We all got to do what God gives with us. You know, we've all been given gifts. And
you're
we've
still
all been
a man
props.
With a dick.
You still
which
have a dick.
You're still king. So
you got something going for you. Things are okay. You got a gun. You're in the Air Force.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I don't know. You got things. You got things going for you.
Yeah. And you're young. They're always going to be... new groups of women that come into your life.
This guy needs to do two things. And I think what you said is correct. You can't deny the small penis. Yeah. Now. You have to go, when people bring it up, you got to go, yup. You got to yes and them, like an improv group. In the improv, the one rule of improv is whenever someone says something, you say yes and. So it's that next time they want to give you shit about small penis, yup. It's small, but my balls are huge.
<It's> but
you
terrifying.
Should see these balls. I would come. You got to be positive about it because then you have to exude confidence. The only way to exude confidence and be because you're dealing with very confident men or not confident men that are faking confidence by making fun of you so that they can. They're basically pushing off of you to hire themselves.
I do like that his first impulse isn't to trash her in return. So
no,
that's a positive.
He knows he lost. He knows he three pumped. Oh, and I've been there, buddy. I'm with you, buddy. I've been there. I've done I've done one pump and been like, I've been laughed at while the girl's on top of me. I mean, I'm just letting you know, like, Shelby, you ever been there?
Nope.
Shelby, king of coming. But I'm saying we all have levels of this. So let me soothe your feelings right now. I had a second part to my advice. It was first,
yes, and
yes,
and then.
This dick is small, but you should see but it only looks small because my balls are huge.
Yeah.
Like that would be my thing. I'd be like, no, I got huge quads. That's what makes it look small. But I would, you know, there was another thing that I was thinking. You need to find a hookup partner that can teach you the ways of going down.
Yeah.
You got to start going down on chicks to the point where whatever you do with your penis is cream.
Yeah.
And the best way to learn how to go down on a chick is to talk it out with someone you're very comfortable hooking up with.
Yeah.
That's like my, right?
Yeah.
You could, if a guy goes down well, couldn't you forgive him in other places?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what I was kind of thinking, too. It's like the only reason why women make fun of small penises mostly is because men don't spend that much time trying to figure out how to make us come.
Interesting.
So it's like
it's not about the size of the penis.
Yeah.
It's about that you did very little otherwise.
Right. Yeah. So
interesting.
It's also like cheap shot that's easy for us to make at men's expense, which we'll take any of those we can get.
For sure.
But yeah, that's good advice. Just learn how to have sex. You know,
just know that
fully.
There's no such thing as the only such thing as too much foreplay is not fucking.
Yeah.
So you can do a lot of foreplay, and like, women will love that.
Yeah.
As long as you get to fuck at some point.
Yeah.
And the only way they're going to go back to their friends and go, that was weird, we never fucked, is if you never fuck.
Yeah.
But I would say to him, yes and start fucking going downtown.
Yeah.
That's really all you can do.
JTrainPodcast at gmail.com. JTrainPodcast at gmail.com. Let's do a lady email. Hey, J-Train, bombarding your balls with the softest of feathers. And while we get to this email, let me get to a sponsor. We're sponsor people. Oh, my God. I love this sponsor, brooklinen.com. 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 Their mission is to bring five-star hotel quality sheets to everyday life. Luxury sheets without the luxury markup. Most bedding is marked up as much as 300%. And listen, people, small business approach from being run by a husband and wife to being involved in every step of the manufacturing process to a customer service team that cares so much they remember customers by name. An old-fashioned spirit despite totally modernizing an old industry. Here's what I love about Brooklinen. They're beautiful sheets. They don't cost an arm and a leg. They come with a little detergent that you can, like, wash them and get them. There is no better feeling than jumping into a freshly washed sheets and freshly made bed.
Yeah,
oof,
true.
So good.
You're reborn.
What's that?
Like, you're reborn in a way.
It is a rebirth of sorts. And Brooklinen, like, I just love their product. It's really, they're on my bed right now. They're sitting there. And all I want to do is just gussy up into them.
We can take a break if you want.
Let's take a break. Okay. Pause. Oh my God, I just came back. It felt so good. I took a quick 10-minute nap. Julie and Shelby just waited out here quietly, didn't speak the whole time. So listen, my Brooklinen sheets are the best, most comfortable sheets I've ever slept on. They're really so good. Brooklinen.com is giving an exclusive offer for just my listeners. And listen, my listeners are motivated 20-somethings that are young and out of college and looking to be successful. And here's how you be successful. A freshly made bed. Mm-hmm. That is a great way to start your day. And if you're sleeping on the same sheets you had in high school or college, you're wrong. I'm sorry. You need new stuff. And this is, take the free money. I'm giving you free money. Uncle J Train. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use promo code J Train. That's J Train. That's promo code J Train at brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so sure you'll love the new sheets that they offer a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all their sheets and comforters. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code J Train. That's promo code JTRAIN at brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLIN.com. I'm going to do it again. That's BROOKLINEN.com. So brooklinen.com, promo code JTRAIN. These are really the best sheets ever. It's brooklinen.com, promo code JTRAIN, brooklinen.com, promo code JTRAIN. Get involved with what Brooklinen is doing. You're going to love these sheets. And also, when you help brooklinen.com, you help Papa JT. So brooklinen.com slash promo code JTRAIN. Let's do this. Coworkers and Instagram stories.
Yeah.
Running in for some of the most 2018 advice of all time. I'm 24 years old and a female working in lumber and building material sales. Very specific. Most of my coworkers are men and are all well older than I am. I've only been here in the industry for 2 years, so I can call upon, I still call upon more seasoned coworkers for advice and some or help on some of the more complicated products. They have all been great and helpful, and they are all aware that I have a serious boyfriend that I have been with for 4 years.
Okay.
However, one coworker who is the one I call most for help and talk with fairly regularly always watches my Instagram stories. He does not follow me. So basically every day he either searches me and watches my stories or maybe I come up on his explore page. But regardless, he watches and I don't think he realizes that I can tell he's watching. He's in his mid-40s, so maybe he just doesn't understand how Instagram works. Basically every Monday he asks me what I did the weekend, but I know that he already knows I went out to Mexican because I know he saw my spicy marg boomerang. LOL. Yeah. I didn't want to make it awkward. Should I just keep pretending that I don't know he watches my stories? Or should I somehow bring up how Instagram stories work in conversation? He has never been creepy or unprofessional in person, and he's a super nice guy. But I can't help but feel weirded out by this situation. Any advice from you and your esteemed guests would be greatly appreciated. I think this is a great email.
Yeah.
it touches on so much of the unspoken things that are going on these days.
Yeah.
How would you handle this?
Well, if he, I mean, my first thought was if you have a good relationship with him day to day, and this is like you haven't felt unsafe or weird with him in person, and it's just this one thing, when he brings it up the next time, like when he says like, oh, what did you do this weekend? And you know that he's seen your booms. Why don't you just say, oh, I thought you saw my Instagram stories. I went out for Mexican and got margaritas, or just try to keep it light and breezy a little bit, and then see how he reacts and make a way to open the conversation.
I agree with what you're saying. Let me take a couple minutes to answer a couple of the questions he has. He's in his mid-40s, so maybe he just doesn't understand how Instagram works.
Yeah.
He gets it.
Yeah.
Okay, let's not let him off the hook there.
Yeah.
If he has the ability to download Instagram, he also has the ability to learn how it works. If he has the ability to watch your stories week after week, he's not just fumbling into these stories.
Yeah.
He has found a way. Does he know that you see him? I don't think. I bet you he doesn't.
Guys, actually, I just told one of my friends who's 36-year-old guy that people can see when you watch stories, and he was like, fuck.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they really know, especially if you don't post your own stories ever.
Sure.
Which a lot of guys don't. Like, they wouldn't see that people can see.
Also, why he's doing this, if he's married with kids, you are kind of a diversion from that.
Yeah.
I don't think it's more than that. I don't think it's that he's, is he sitting there, worst case scenario, is he sitting there, like, in the toilet masturbating to your fucking shit? Like, I don't mean to, get graphic, but I'm like, let's go over all the options here. Is he doing that? I don't think he's doing that.
Yeah.
if he's nice in person.
It's just weird that, I don't understand why they're not following each other on Instagram.
That's the thing. It's the weirdness only comes from the fact that he doesn't follow.
Yeah.
And I don't think he realizes that is weird. I don't think he realizes that would make things better. He probably thinks, it's a couple fold. He doesn't want to follow you if he's married because the wife will see and wonder who the fuck is this chick from work.
But I would think that his wife would probably already know who she is if she's only ones that works there. That's a woman.
But then the wife would go, do you need to follow this 24-year-old chick? It would open. I think it might open a can of worms for him.
That's true.
If we were going to talk it out right now, we're talking it out right now. So let's say, I do think that there's a reason for him not following that would make it less creepy for you, but more weird for him.
Yeah. But I would also say that wife needs to get over that.
Sure. Hey, we work together. We follow each other. She's fun to follow. You should follow her too. Yeah. If I was married to this woman, I go, you should follow her too. Isn't it cool that she's 24? We get to watch her go get spicy margs and we sit home with a baby.
Oh, yeah, she's great. Yeah, I would say, because my other thing that I would say would be to just request, if he's private or whatever, because clearly she's not, because he can still see her stories even though he doesn't follow her.
Yeah.
But just send him a request to follow him.
I think that's the move. Yeah. I think you follow him and you just get it out there. Like, listen, I see that you're, and not through DM, but the next time, I think what you said is right. Let's go with the current.
Yeah.
Don't go against it. Is it weird? It's weird in he's an old creepy guy.
Yeah.
Not old. He's not even old, but he's just above your age.
20 years older than her.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. And he's living vicariously through you. Let's look at it in the most positive way possible. He looks at your stories because you give him a 15-second break from being 40.
Yeah.
That's nice and sweet. So let's look at it that way.
Yeah.
I think it's better to go into these things with wide-eyed naivete sometimes than to be like, well, he's masturbating every 15 seconds. He pops one off in the bathroom to my margarita. Yeah.
If she had said that he wasn't someone that she really knew at work,
or there had been
some type of weirder interaction in person, then I would say, trust your gut. This is a weirdo. Block him and maybe tell HR.
But this
seems more kind of like a combination of weirdnesses that probably aren't as bad as they could be.
From all this story, I bet you if he heard this conversation, he'd be like, oh my fucking God. You know, like,
yeah.
And you and I are both sitting here being like, we're listening to this email looking for the things of like, this is dangerous.
Yeah.
You know, and it doesn't have that in this email. I think next time Julia's right, you just say, I saw you looking at my stories. Yeah. You know, I went for Mexican.
Yeah.
And then he'll go, what?
Yeah.
And he'll be like, yeah, you can see who watches your stories. Yeah. I see you all. Your name popped up. And then you just say, you laugh about it. Yeah. And you go, I'm following you now to stop this bullshit.
Yeah.
And then you just laugh about it and move on. And, you know, he's going to watch your stories. And I do think you should lean into the idea that he's watching him to, like, get away from his life.
Yeah, probably.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. I want to say we got another sponsor. I love this sponsor because it's different. It's a gift to yourself. FabFitFun. Really excited about FabFitFun. FabFitFun is a seasonal subscription box with full-size fitness, beauty, fashion, and lifestyle products. You ever subscribe to these boxes?
I haven't, but my cousin last week was just telling me that she loves hers so much.
There's a FabFitFun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's great because unlike other boxes, beauty boxes out there, this one comes with full-size products. No more hotel size trials that run out after one use. It retails for $49.99 per box, okay? And always has a value of over $200.
Yeah.
The beauty of this is I want to talk about how hard it is to make decisions in this day and age.
Yeah.
There's so much choice.
Mm-hmm.
It's on your Bumble. It's on your Hinge. It's on your Sephora runs. It's on your... You go to the grocery store. Which almond butter is the one that's not going to make me fucking go crazy? Yeah. There's 1,000 different choices. You don't know what it is. And all you want... And I do this with restaurants. What's the best Chinese place in this area I am in right now? And I just want one app to go eat here, you fat fucking piece of shit. You know, and I want that for my beauty product thing too. So what FabFitFun does is they put a box together. They have people there. Their job is to know this stuff, to know the good products, to know the quality products, and they put together a box for you that's gonna be cheaper than you would have gotten if you bought them all individually. Mm-hmm. And you can look at the box and go, like this, don't like this, this fits into my life. It gets you into things. So you're not walking into Sephora and going, well, I'll buy everything here.
Yeah. My cousin said she likes it because it's like getting a gift to herself.
Totally.
And, you know, that's cool.
It's always nice to get stuff in the mail. I get stuff from Amazon. I'm like, whoa, what's good for me? And it's toilet paper.
Yeah.
So how does it work? Go to FabFitFun.com. Sign up for just $49.99 a box. Chock full of 8 to 10 high-end amazing products to make you feel like your best self. How does it work? 8 to 10 high-end amazing products that make you feel like your best self. Like Kula Face Sport SPF White Tea Moisturizer. Norman retails for $32. Hawaiian Black Lava Body Caviar with Charcoal retails for $48. One of these things is the cost of the box. People, get involved. I mean, this is a gift to yourself. It's not just beauty. You also get seasonal accessories, fitness products, and makeup all in one box. FabFitFun lets you pick some of the products to customize what you get. Check out past season's box at FabFitFun.com. Get $200 worth of goodies for just $49.99. Plus, shipping is free. Listeners to JTrain can use coupon code JTrain. That's JTrain. That's JTrain. Coupon code JTrain for $10 off your first box at FabFitFun.com. Ladies, treat this way yourself the way you want to be treated. Guys, what a gift idea. This is for any woman in your life. They're going to love this. Once again, coupon code JTrain for $10 off your first box. FabFitFun.com. FabFitFun. Get started with a life well lived. Go get involved. We love what they do. FabFitFun.com. Where are we on time, Shelby, right now?
We're at 57 minutes.
57 minutes. Man, we got through all this. I want to read this one. Hey, Jay, just wanted to send you something that you could read while with letter writing music. Do we have letter writing music?
We sure do.
Met on Tinder. I travel for work. We hooked up a few times. I met his friends and coworkers. He says ghosting is not his style. Then ghost me. And finally, I got this out of him. Enjoy my petty. How can I avoid this in the future? So let's see what the text says. She has him in his phone as idiot.
Okay.
This is, the dude writes, I started dating someone. I don't know what I'm doing with my life right now, but you deserve to know rather than be ignored. I'm sorry. You're one of my best friends, and I don't want to lose that. They hooked up from Tinder a couple times. I understand if you don't want to talk to me anymore. But I would like to say, friends, stay friends because you are hilarious and awesome, and I miss you. So she writes back, 4 crying, laughing so hard emojis. Miss me with that fuckboy shit. Spencer, you are talking to other girls before I walked out your door. Right? I'm dating other people too, obviously. Delete my number. Peace sign.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. Why not?
That's great.
Yeah.
She should move on from idiot. What do you think of that text when someone writes they want to stay friends?
I mean, I think it comes from like a good place, I guess. But I'm confused because how are they best friends? Did he think it was someone else?
So, sorry, who was sending this email?
So this is the girl sending it. The girl that responded, like, lose my number. So she said they met on Tinder. I travel for work. We hooked up a few times and he's writing that you're my best friend.
Yeah.
I think this is like what guys do to not be the dick. Like he goes so far above.
Yeah.
The thing that they should be.
Yeah.
That he almost like sounds like an idiot.
Well, he kind of gave like a lot of excuses in one short text or like reasons.
Yeah.
Like, I'm dating someone else. I don't know what I'm doing with my life right now.
Yeah. You're hilarious. Yeah. He just went through every possible scenario in one text.
I think that's the listener. She's like the last listener that would need help from the MM responder.
Yeah, yeah. That's the perfect response. Goodbye. Don't even listen to that stuff. It's just interesting because it's like this whole idea of like wanting to be nice.
Yeah. Just, well, and also like, it isn't nice because she had to wonder what was happening and then she reached out to him.
Yeah.
You know, like, so she still had to do all the work.
I mean, here's the thing. We're all trying to find someone. We're all trying to like, you know, we're all in this weird thing where you're trying to fuck and then at the same time, you don't want to be the dick who just fucks.
Yeah.
And it's like, you can't even admit to that because you're like, well, maybe this person won't fuck me if I don't act like a good person.
Yeah.
But really the good person is the guy that goes, I don't know. I just think you're fucking hot.
Yeah.
And we should just fuck. And we met on Tinder and you travel for work. And the reason that we kept this going is because I had an excuse to get out of this every time you travel for work.
Yeah.
And she seems like she has the right idea.
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah.
Yeah,
enjoy your petty.
Your petty. Julia, thank you for coming on.
Yeah,
so
thanks for
fantastic.
Having me.
Such a great conversation. Go check out Not the Mama with Auntie Julia at Julia Louise Olson on Instagram. You're going to find it on my Instagram. Thank you so much. And go check out the podcast. It's so good. Shelby, thank you for popping in.
Thanks for having me.
At Classic Shelb on Twitter and Instagram and Snapchat, but really pushing the Instagram.
That's really it these days. Oh, but I love Snapchat too.
All right. I'm Jared Freed. We're here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Keep sending them in. We'll be back next episode. Boom.